Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We gather tonight as we have for several years now. The night is very familiar. One might even say it's comfortable. We know how the story ends. But for these three women, nothing is as they expected. As they walk to the tomb, as Mark writes, very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, their major concern was who would roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb. What they find when they arrive is that the stone being rolled away is the least of their concerns. The stone has already been rolled away. They entered the tomb and saw a young man dressed in a white robe, and he tells them, "Don't be alarmed." Aside from the obvious, meeting an angel in a tomb, why might these women have been alarmed? First, nothing is the way they expected it to be, and that's always alarming. Imagine if you came here tonight and found all the doors locked and all the lights off, no cars in the parking lot. Would you be alarmed? Would you wonder what was going on? Did I have the right time? Is this the right day? Another possibility for these women being alarmed is finding the stone rolled away and an empty tomb. Their first thought might be that someone broke in and stole Jesus' body. Third possibility is they could be thinking they'll be held accountable. The anxiety of the others will be focused on them. Questions will be asked that they have no answers for. An angel speaks to that, and he tells them why they don't need to be alarmed. He knows they came looking for Jesus who was crucified. He tells them the obvious, that he's not in the tomb, and he tells them why he's not in the tomb. The tomb is empty because he has risen. Jesus is alive and he's going to Galilee where they will see him just as he told them. While the details may have been unsettling, these women shouldn't have been surprised. Jesus told them that this would happen. He was going to Jerusalem where he would be put to death and after 3 days, rise again. But sometimes we get so focused on one particular detail that we can't see the forest for the trees. Grief certainly works that way. The women were so focused on Jesus being dead and buried that they couldn't see or rejoice in his resurrection. There have been probably many times in this past year when it was hard to see and rejoice in Jesus' resurrection, when it was hard to remember that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us and has given himself to us. The good news is that same malady can be refocused for our good. And that's why we celebrate this night. It causes us to focus on the empty tomb and Jesus' resurrection, to focus on the victory that he won over sin and death, a victory that he shares with us by uniting us together with him in his death and life through the waters of baptism. When God brings us back to the cross and the empty tomb through His Word, He empowers us to see everything now in the light of that victory won for us and given to us. God is at work through the proclamation of that good news to strengthen us to stand firm in that hope. In the midst of the storms we encounter, in the midst of unexpected and unsettling events, as we move through those events, as Jesus, our shepherd, leads us through those valleys, may He give us eyes to see that He still lives, that our future is secure, and that the empty tomb is the guarantee. Amen.